This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, October 17th. Well, cattle markets started out firm on both the lives and the feeders yesterday, but it didn't last long. Sellers were ready to take advantage of a higher open and press the markets, and we ended up just slowly leaking lower throughout the day. We had live cattle down about 20 to 30 on the back months. October was up 7, but that's going to expire here soon, so we're not too focused on that front month. On the feeders, the front months were down about a buck and a half, whereas the back months weren't down quite that much. So we did see bear spread action going on in a lower market. So that does raise a red flag that the market might be losing some momentum here. But for the most part, you know, we're still holding the major lows that were established here about a week ago, which were a test of trading range lows from earlier in the summer. So it is a significant price level for support in the feeder cattle in particular. And so far, we're still holding that. In live cattle, we had a nice push up last week, and the market basically is pacing sideways since then. So it's managing to hold its reversal up and its gains better than the feeder cattle are. Cash markets last week started out a little bit weak, but ended slightly higher. The Fed trade was up 1 at 184, dressed up 3 at 292. Yesterday, the box beef was stronger. Choice was up 387. We're sitting at 305. Select was up 171 at 277. The spread gained 216. We're sitting at 2747 on 87 loads. So normally Monday doesn't see a lot of volume of box beef, but 87 is still a fairly light number. Slaughter rate yesterday, 124,000 head. That compares to a week ago of 125 and a year ago of 125. So pretty much keeping pace. The feeder cattle index was down $1.85. We're sitting at 248.26. The daily report was at 245. So we're, you know, $2.50 to $3 below where the average is on the daily cash. So I would expect that that's going to be a drag on the average, obviously. It's a seven-day average. We do have a couple days in there where cash markets were quite strong, so that might see a bump up in the seven-day average here over the next couple days, but this 245 number is going to drag that down here over the next few days. Last week's cash for dressed weights, 829 pounds, which was unchanged from the previous week, but down 3 from a year ago, which is a drop of 0.7%. Steer prices, 6 at 700 pounds in Oklahoma, 259. That's unchanged on the week, but up 88 over a year ago. That's a bump of 51%. That's just a remarkable number. And it can explain why the market's taking a breather here. At a normal time of year when we tend to see the fall run of calves pressure the market. But really, for the market to hold together the way it is, underscores that the tight supplies are still supporting this market in the bigger picture. Rib prices last week, $529. That was up 17 on the week and up 116 over a year ago. That's a bump of 28%. 50% trimmings at 86 was down 20 on the week and up 19 over last year. That's a 28% jump. 90% trimmings at 293, up 4 on the week, up 37 over a year ago. That's a bump of 14%. So year to date, the federally inspected slaughter is running 4.5% below a year ago. Cow slaughter is down 5.6%. Dressed weights are down 0.7%. Beef production is down 5.2%. None of those are big surprises, but you know, this deep into the year, you get a pretty solid trend of where we're at. So for the last couple years, we've seen cow slaughter be notably above the previous year. This year it's down. It's just a reflection of herd rebuilding, you know, retaining more cows, fewer cows to harvest or cull for one thing. But I think you know, the herd rebuilding process has begun. And, you know, the strong calf prices are encouraging producers to hold on and look to rebuild herds. So that's what I expect to see, especially with the improving moisture conditions across even the southern plains. And that's really the key. Texas needs to see rain. You need to have grass, you need to have hay. And that appears to be starting to happen. So you're probably going to see you know, the heifer retention in the central to northern plains. But if you see it in the southern plains, then we know we're full on into herd rebuilding. And with these rains that are coming, I think that the likelihood of that happening is pretty high. Maybe it's a little late for this year, but I think the demand for grass calves is going to be strong through the winter. Again, I think winter wheat conditions will be good enough that they'll want to put calves on grass. So there, I do look for another wave of demand for the lighter weight calves, probably for the central and southern plains as we work our way into early November. And one more item, last week USDA's Foreign Ag Service put out their beef production forecasts. Global beef production is expected to be down slightly from last year, largely because of a notable drop in the U.S. and in Canada. But they are expecting a big increase in production out of Brazil, who started rebuilding their herds about 4 or 5 years ago. So they are looking at the results of that, and they've been major exporters over the last year or two. We also expect to see an increase in exports out of Australia because of drought. They're liquidating their herds. They expect to see that up 4%. And New Zealand, they expect to be up 1%. Exports are expected to be up 1% worldwide, coming out of Brazil, Australia, Argentina, offsetting the U.S., Canada, and the European Union. So we're going to see, you know, just less beef production here, less beef exports, but the rest of the world will see slightly more beef available in the world pipeline. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.